tell you a company that's moving fast right now, and that's an Australian company based in Perth called Lucapa. What's happened is that they've gone exploring in what a lot of people would consider a rather hostile environment in Angola. Now, we'll find out whether it is as hostile as what I would imagine it to be. Now, the interesting side about this is that while they were exploring at their mine in Angola, all of a sudden a diamond has been pulled out called the Lucapa diamond that is not the size of something you would put on your finger. It is the size of your finger. That's the diamond. Think about that. 404 carats, the biggest diamond found in Angola, the biggest ever discovered by an Australian company, said to be the 27th biggest diamond found in the world. Consider that. The diamond came from the Loulo mine, 40% owned by Lucapa. The chief executive, Stephen Weatherall, is on the line right now. Stephen, you must be pinching yourself right now.
Good afternoon, Ross. I am pinching myself. We're certainly very pleased, as it is a great reward for our shareholders and our Loulo partners. After
you've just won Lotto, Stephen. You haven't actually been mining. You've just been out there trying to win Lotto. I mean, what was the company valued at by the stock market before this discovery was made?
We were at a market cap of just over 80 million, Ross, and we're now at just over 100 million.
Okay, hang on, stop, back up 1 minute. What do they think the diamond might be worth? What are some saying?
The diamond could be worth up to $20 million if you look at other diamonds of similar size that have sold recently.
So in other words, that one diamond, that one discovery, was worth around the value of a quarter of your company, just one discovery?
As the maths would have it, yes.
That's unbelievable. So, all right, so explain how the diamond was found. How do you go and try and find these diamonds, and how do you not destroy them in the exploration process?
Exploring is a process whereby you go and take samples out of the ground to try and understand the resource over a large area. We've been doing that for 8 years, and based on those results, we put forward a mining license application about 16 months ago. And for the last 13 months, Ross, we have actually been mining the alluvials, recovering...
So these are alluvial diamonds. They're not actually a kimberlite pipe like, say, for example, the Argyle diamonds are in Western Australia that many people might know about.
That's correct, yes.
All right. So then, in other words, these are diamonds that have been washed down from somewhere else through the soil. Then the next phase of it is you've come out and mined for these. What's the process by which you mine for them?
What we do is we have earth-moving equipment that free dig down to the gravels that contain these diamonds. The overburden is around about 4.5 metres on average. We extract the gravel seam and we take it through to our plant, process the diamond gravels and take it through a DMS and X-ray flow sort, and then have a look at what has been recovered on a daily basis.
Is it possible you could break a diamond this size?
It is possible you could break it in a kimberlite mine because you would have crushing circuits in a kimberlite mine because it is a harder rock. But in the alluvial plant process, we don't have crushing circuits. So the likelihood of breaking a diamond in that circuit is much lower.
All right. The other thing I understand with this particular diamond is one of its great qualities is it's said to be almost flawless. Is that what you're saying?
It is a very clean diamond. Flawless is a quality given to a polished diamond,
right,
a rough diamond. But it is certainly D-colour, type 2A, and is very, very clean inside. The final owners of this rough stone will determine the actual polished output and determine whether they want a flawless diamond or internally flawless diamond. But basically, it'll be up to them to decide what they would like to get out of it.
Remind me, is it Antwerp where all the diamonds are traded? And that's always been a traditional place where people go?
Yeah,
where?
Antwerp is traditionally the hub. It has reduced as a hub over the years as diamonds have travelled to other areas such as India, Israel.
So how will you sell this? What will you do here? Will you put it up for auction? Will you simply put it into the trade? How will you do it?
We will sell through our usual mechanisms. We sell through our government diamond marketing agency in Angola called Sodium. So we will go through the usual mechanism of marketing the stone and invite buyers to the table to make offers.
Tell you what's terrific. And in the meantime, you'll be back trying to find another one. Seven centimetres in length.
The kit is already back trying to find another one.
There you go. Stephen Weatherall, the chief executive, Lucapa Diamond. And that's what they've found. Something that's as big as your finger, 7 centimetres long, said to be worth $20 million. That's one hell of a sparkler.